We found out, what was that, like 10 days ago? We're having a baby boy.
We're having a little boy.
Let's go.
We're having a dude, man. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
I sound like a man. Today.
I'm excited for today's live stream because you might get to see Sean and all her allergic hormone glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Allergies on point.
Your body temperature's escalated.
Really hot, congested.
Generally uncomfortable.
Sneezing. Yeah, I woke up this morning. No, I didn't even wake up. So I like went and showered and changed and I walk out this morning and Andrew's like, "Wow. You look pregnant today."
No. I mean,
husbands, significant others. Let's not say that. Let's just not say that.
I meant it like I love how cute you look when you're pregnant. That's how I meant it.
Let's say that next time or be like, "Baby, you look so beautiful today."
You do look so beautiful today, to be honest with you. Do you have any makeup on?
No.
I love this version of Sean.
Thank you.
There's so many different versions, and this is one of my favorites.
Are you making up for it? Digging yourself out of your ditch?
We have with us today Natalie and Cassie and Olivia. Hello. Patrick says, "All hail. Andrew is king." And Chloe says, she hopes you're okay and that you get better.
Oh, yes. I'm fine. It's just allergies. And I've had allergies my whole life. Really, really bad. And I usually take like almost prescription strength allergy medicine, but since I'm pregnant, poor little Drew has allergies too. She wakes up with her eyes like super puffy and she's got a runny nose.
Wait, are you saying what she's been sick with? It was actually allergies?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Were you? Hello?
I thought she was sick.
No, we talked to the, what? Intervene. Okay. We talked to her pediatrician.
We might need to have this conversation. And,
yeah, she has allergies.
Okay, That's good to know.
I want to go down this route really quick. Couple of other things I just got to get off my chest here. Things not to say to a pregnant woman. Maybe we should do an entire episode on this.
Mm.
All the comments and people saying, "Man, you look huge." Or like, "That baby must be big." Or, "Are you sure you're not having twins?" Guys, let's not say that.
Are you sensitive to that? Don't act like you're a softie.
Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt with like the quality and the fit is near impossible. I told you guys that I found Skims while I was pregnant, and now postpartum, I found the best nursing bra known to mankind from Skims. Well, they've outdone themselves again because they now have the perfect t-shirt, especially postpartum with a changing body. I can guarantee you, you won't find a t-shirt like it. I love also that Skims has a fit for everyone, from the long t-shirts to the cropped. They truly have like sizes and qualities and styles for every single thing you could want. So the cotton jersey t-shirt is the one that I'm talking about. It is an absolute staple. I feel like I'm reaching for it literally every day, especially nursing with Bear. It's breathable and soft, and it somehow gets even softer and still holds its shape after every wash. If I could only recommend two of the Skims t-shirts, I would say the cotton jersey t-shirt, which I have in mineral, or the boyfriend t-shirt, literally in any color, are probably my two favorite t-shirts that they make. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, select podcast in the drop-down menu, select couple things to let them know we sent you. Have a good one.
I feel like you're in a beautiful way, very secure in who you are.
I am, but I already told you. Remember a few, like 10 weeks ago, I was like, I feel the need to tell people I'm not as far along, or I'm farther along than I am.
Okay.
Because they're like, "Whoa, you popping, girl." And it's just like, that means the baby's healthy.
I don't mean that to like douse your fire.
Yeah.
I obviously want you to feel loved. I'm not digging myself in a hole.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's things to be sensitive about and other things
not to. For sure.
And
like, I love my changing body and I love the miracle that's happening. However, because women go through such craziness, just be like, "Man, you are beautiful." Just keep it there.
Okay. Today's live stream, the purpose of it is to answer all of the questions you might have had about the gender reveal that we did,
yes,
which, by the way, was so much fun. The video itself, I feel like, in some ways was better than, like, actually...
It was.
I don't know. I teared up watching the video. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It captured the whole thing so well. And because we weren't a part of the lead up and the planning with Lexi and Natalie, just seeing all that made it awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And I want to take you guys back because a lot of people have asked us why we decided to do a gender reveal when we didn't do one with Drew. And for us, this pregnancy has just been so different from the get-go that we saw it as like this little human's own journey and own celebration, and everything is different. Because I'm now pregnant and chasing around a toddler and our life is different. Everything is different. So we didn't want to just repeat Drew's life. We wanted to do something different. So we decided to do the gender reveal. And on top of that, I was thinking about when I prepared everything for Drew, it was so excessive. We bought 40 of everything in every color in case it was a boy, in case it was a girl. And with this baby, we learned so much with Drew that you just don't need a lot of stuff. And I didn't really want to do the excessiveness this time. So I wanted to be able to know the gender so we could truly prepare and like have everything ready.
And I'm sold on the whole gender reveal thing right now.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Wait, if they don't know, do you want to tell them?
Okay. If you haven't seen the video, we'll link that. But we found out, what was that? Like 10 days ago? We're having a baby boy.
We're having a little boy.
Let's go.
We're having a dude, man.
It is hilarious that we were 100% expecting a girl.
Yes.
I know. I just have so many friends. I have a brother who have had 3 or 4 girls in a row.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, that's.
Well, and then you've had a brother who's had 3 boys in a row. So we thought it was kind of like whatever, you know, sex the baby comes out, that's what you're stuck with for a while.
Yeah.
We were prepared to have 30 girls trying for a boy.
And it is nice just to know that we're going to get to experience having a boy and a girl.
Yes.
And I'm pumped about that. So I'm glad we could share that experience with you. I know there was a little, everybody was so excited for us to release a video, but I'm glad that we waited to have it edited.
Yes.
Because that was a video that I'm very proud of.
Yes.
So anyway.
It was, oh my gosh, it was so cool. It's so cool to see those moments and go back to it. I rewatch, and this is like Debbie Downer, I rewatch our miscarriage video a lot just because it like is really sentimental. I rewatch the birth of Drew a lot. I rewatch our wedding. Having those special moments so beautifully edited and kind of put together to relive those memories and those emotions is so much fun.
So let's get to questions. If you have any, drop them in the stream.
Yes.
The first one that I see, Haley asks, my question is, how did Lexi and Natalie get the dream gig? Funny story, we found Lexi. Is that how it went down?
Are they referring to the dream gig of working with us? Ha. Or the dream gig of like doing the gender reveal?
Haley, can you clarify that? We enlisted Lexi and Natalie because we trust them very much to be in charge of the gender reveal. So we'll answer that, the smaller question there.
So do you mean just answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. There are most trusted people. They're amazing. Lexi's sitting behind the camera. Hello. I just couldn't see anybody else doing it. And I knew they would do a really cool job and they're really special to us. They're like family. So as soon as we went to the ultrasound and we got like the card, we had everything planned out to where they were waiting at our house to like pick up the card and start planning everything.
I was looking forward to this for months and it was executed to perfection. Much credit to Lexi and Natalie. Chloe asks, are you going to do a Tinder for baby names again? We've gotten a lot of questions. Do we have a name picked out? Question is 100% no. I mentioned earlier, we don't have anything prepared to have a boy because we honestly thought we were going to have a girl. So we haven't even thought about names. So we should definitely do Tinder for baby names.
Yes.
That was a fun video.
It was. And we've talked about baby names for little man ever since we found out it's a little man. We literally talk about it every day. And I ask Andrew the same question almost every day. I'm like, what's his name today? And it changes every day. We have no idea. What?
Alexandra asked, do you have a theme for a baby boy's room? Oh my gosh. The floor is yours. Here goes the rest of the episode. Sean's just going to talk about this.
I do. So I'm working on Drew's big girl room and little man's room at the same time.
Because the thought is we have to move Drew out of the nursery. The nursery is very strategically placed on the floor with the master, and we want to keep it that way. So Drew's going to get an upgrade. And Sean's been hard at work. We have a video in the making, and it's going to be epic because she's done such a good job. But the nursery now is going to be converted into Drew's nursery, from Drew's nursery into the little baby man. Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you frustrated with buying your kids clothes and having them grow out of them literally within a week? I know I am. Then you need to check out Posh Peanut. I love this brand. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton.
They have different designs you can pick from, like Barbie, flowers, Disney, and Hot Wheels. So we let our kids pick out which ones they wanted. And of course, Drew picked the pattern with Disney princesses.
Oh yes, she loves her Disney princess pajamas. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes. I also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. Let's be honest, every family has done a matching moment. And if you're not a parent, consider this a perfect gift idea.
For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
I don't really have a theme. I want like a really cool, like masculine color, not because I need our son to be masculine by any means. It's just kind of like what I picture. So we're kind of thinking blue, like a really dark, like slate blue, gray blue. And then I found this awesome wallpaper, I'll show you guys, for his bathroom. It's these giant tiger heads that are all like black and white.
You're committing to that one?
Yes.
That was my fourth favorite.
It's the best. It's the best. You know.
Wow, I can't believe we're having this discussion live right now.
and then we also have someone
who's savage, dude.
We also have, you know, it's cool.
Oh my gosh.
We have a friend who's also an artist who has sketched out all of the teddy and bear characters and framed them for us for Drew's room and for Little Man's room. So I'm really excited. We're documenting all of it. Don't worry, I'll show you.
We have a couple other pregnancies in the works here. Marie finds out in June what the gender is. Congratulations, Marie. I'm assuming that means you're probably like a couple weeks along right now.
Yeah.
Wait, and then
farther than us.
No, she's finding out her gender in June.
Oh yeah.
Madison says she found out with their first, but they're waiting for their second. Awesome, awesome plan. I think you'll like that. And it sounds like they're due in August, so congratulations. And
Gab Morad is asking, are you scared about athletic expectations from others for our son and for Drew?
I honestly feel more worried about Drew's expectations than the boys. Yes, I played in the NFL. Didn't have a stellar career. If you're new here, you might not know about it, but I bounced around a lot. Sean has an epic, legendary career that I'm worried Drew might have expectations for. So in my mind, I'm more worried about her.
Yes, we talk about that a lot. We have a lot of worries and fears that society will put a lot of pressure on our little kids to be athletic and to follow in our footsteps. But it's a mission of ours from day one to teach them and raise them to be so confident in just following what it is they love that we won't push them to be athletic. We'll be pushing them to try new things and to find something they love and to just kind of, whether that's being a pianist or a mathematician or whatever it is, we have no pressure on them. So hopefully that will help.
Shout out to you, by the way, for reading the name along with the question, babe.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. You've come learning. A long way. Lauren asks, go with a B theme. Speaking of which, I don't know if you'll be able to see this on camera here. I got in the hive. I don't know if you saw my Instagram stories.
Is it bruised?
It's red. No, you can kind of see this red on camera. Got into the hive yesterday to see how the bees were settling in. And I got stung for the first time in a while. I didn't wear a bee suit because it was kind of a last minute thing, which we should at some point talk about our day yesterday.
Yeah.
Shall see. Back to the questions. Caitlin wants to know if you're going to try for a V-back, Sean.
I am not opposed. Kind of in the same category. Someone asked if my C-section scar hurts while my belly grows. Yes, it does. It like gets super achy.
I feel like you've been more uncomfortable this pregnancy than with Drew.
There's something going on up here. Yeah, I got like more uncomfortable faster with little man. He's very like dense and compressed, whereas Drew was more spread out. So like he's already sitting on my lungs and my bladder and like everything. I'm not opposed to a VBAC. Everything so far with the ultrasounds looks good. There isn't any like high risk pregnancy alerts that we had with Drew. The only thing my doctor is concerned about is because Drew was so big for me and she got stuck in my pelvis that this would most likely happen again. So we're going to do another ultrasound closer to the due date to kind of like figure it out. But I'm not opposed to anything. I don't really have a plan. Whatever is best for baby.
All right. As a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4 month old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept them really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code COUPLE.
So.
Samantha Marie says a woodland theme would go with Teddy and Bear.
Mm.
Not a bad idea. I like that.
Which goes with tigers.
And dark green. No. Dark green's off the table. We already have a dark green room that Sean took care of. Lily wants to know, how do you implement faith into your parenting? I just feel like it honestly is the foundation from which we operate. It's not like we're actively picking and choosing when to incorporate our faith. Mm-hmm. When Sean and I had the 20-week ultrasound experience with Drew, I feel like that changed our whole perspective, whereas it was such a tangible realization that, oh my gosh, we're not in charge of anything. This is all out of our control. All we can do is control our response, right? And how we deal with it. And I think it's in understanding that Drew's going to get hurt and there's going to be some things that go wrong and things in our experience as parents, you want to control everything. You want to control the schedule. You want to control their diet. You want to control who they're around. You want to control what medicines they take. And when you realize that you can do some of that some of the time, but not all the time, it's just having the humility and understanding and trust, I guess. Faith. It's having the faith that helps get us through that. Did I say that right?
Yeah. I think it's the only way you can understand and make sense of everything. because you truly don't have control over a lot of different things. So
that's how we would do that. Good question, Lily. Thank you. Laura wants to know when your due date is. Baby's coming probably end of July, maybe early August.
We opening shall see. Ceremonies.
We're supposed to go to the Olympics, which were supposed to be last year. Supposed to eat at, if you haven't seen the documentary Gyro Dreams of Sushi on Netflix, it is oddly inspiring. It's about a guy who dedicates his whole life to making sushi and perfects it. We were going to eat there in Tokyo, but instead we get to have another child, which is just as cool. I'm excited for when we actually do that.
I'm not bitter about the pregnancy at all. Are you kidding? It's the most miraculous thing in the entire world. And I'm so excited. I'm sad that we can't go because this will be like my first Olympics that I've missed since mine. However, I haven't had the experience yet of being able to sit and watch the Olympics from home. And I'll be doing that with my two babies and my husband in the hospital, like everything. And it will be great. But I have a question.
Oh, there's some good questions. First of all, Grace Walker says it's the first time watching a live stream. Hello, Grace. And good to meet you. Hates wants to know if we're going to save this. We are going to. It's going to be up on the podcast as well.
I have a really good one.
Hit it.
Sir Jean.
Yep.
Mars said, are you going to give Drew a gift from baby? It's like a way of accepting a new sibling. Sir Jean, I love that.
I've never heard of this idea.
Neither have I.
But it's a genius.
Yes. It's brilliant. Yes. I like it a lot. We have to do that. I will say we got to see Drew meet her cousin for the first time.
Yeah.
Which is Andrew's brother-in-law's son. Or Andrew's brother's son, my brother-in-law. And he was like a week old. And she was in love with him. She was so gentle and so obsessed and just wanted to kiss him and like gently touch him. And I think she'll be amazing. But that's a really good idea. I want to do that.
Getting a lot of questions about American Ninja Warrior. Haley asked, Dan asked. I know someone else did earlier. Sorry, I missed it. Dan asked if I'm pleased with my American Ninja Warrior performance. I will say this. First of all, it was so much freaking fun. And I hope they invite me back next year. But after I got done playing football, you kind of forget about the pregame jitters that you get, like the anxiety and the nerves. And so to be able to be on stage again in a performance environment, I didn't know how much I missed it. So it was so much fun. I also enjoyed the nerves more because in football, I was always nervous that I was going to like mess up somebody else's career. Whereas with this, it was just like, oh, if I do poorly, it's me in the water and nobody else. So that was fun. I got further than I thought I would. And I made it far enough. Well, Okay. You'll have to tune in May 31st.
It's the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. More nervous than the Olympics. Just because it's like not his realm. And I wanted you to be safe. And I wanted you to have fun. And I wanted you to do well. And I will say I was so proud. I was so excited for you.
And can we tell them what your role was?
So I actually got to go. Because I did an interview about the Olympics.
Which your experience getting out there was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because of our faults.
Yeah.
Because of my fault.
Whatever. It's fine.
Oof. I took her passport and her driver's license. So if you followed the Instagram stories, it was, we're trying to solve the problem. How does Sean get on a plane without any government ID? And she did. So we made it work.
Yeah. I have two really good ones though.
Okay.
Or did we want to tell him what I was doing or no?
Yeah. Finish that. Yeah.
Wait. So I actually got to stand up with Akbar and Matt and not help, but like commentate along with them. Andrew's run. It was a disaster. I made an absolute fool of myself because I was so nervous. I am not exaggerating. I threw my mic. Like I threw it.
The highlight of my year to date is looking at the big screen.
Oh my god!
They showed Sean's face, and she had the biggest smile. Do the imitation.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I'm gonna tear up. Man.
I have two good ones though.
Okay, hit it. Back to the gender reveal.
Yes, Danny Carew said, "Are you worried about putting Drew upstairs on her own? That goes into like the nursery and stuff." Yes, however, her room in the upstairs is going to be so one, baby proofed, two, security proofed, and three, filled with so many cameras that attach to our phones that I'm not too worried about it.
Let me just give a quick shout out to Danny Carew real quick, since she's on the live stream. Danny, thank you for the incredibly thoughtful gift. We have received it. Aww. We are astounded, A, at the effort you put behind it. We're honored and grateful for that. Also, you have incredibly nice handwriting. Loved it. I mean, I was super impressed. It was cursive.
And it was beautiful.
And I can't remember last time I hand wrote a letter. I do like writing letters, but I usually type them out. And then Nash loved his carrot toy. I can't remember the title of the book, but fantastic choice of book. And we're just so thankful that you shared that with us. So appreciate it, Danny. I don't know how we'll ever thank you, but if you think of something, please let us know. We are, on that note, thankful for everybody, Darcy and Natalie and all these people who we frequently see. Some of you we've met in person, like Sharla, we've created a relationship with. It is just so much fun, and it makes this whole thing worth it, and it's the best part about what we do. So we humbly accept your gift.
Thank you.
I feel like that's a weird...
It was very sweet.
Yeah. She sent it all the way from the UK.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. Lauren Mueller. We haven't even talked about this yet. How are you going to announce the birth of baby boy because of hospital COVID restrictions and our family can't be there?
I haven't even freaking thought about that yet, dude. Shoot. I have not thought about that.
I know. I didn't either.
How are we going to do that?
We'll have to talk about it.
Any visitors? Isn't
no
it,
visitors.
It's like state by state, city by city, or no? Zero visitors.
Zero visitors.
Frick. Okay.
You can be there.
Okay. I can be there. You're sure?
Yes.
Jeez. Logistics. Arena's here in Hendersonville. Hello. Right down the road.
Oh, I have another good one. Haley Robinette. Have you ever thought about having a home birth with a doula? Something I'm thinking about, but not even pregnant. Isn't too early to think about the future. Yes, I thought about all of that and I was really interested in it with Drew. But then Drew ended up being a very high risk pregnancy. So we had to deliver in a hospital. And I think because of that experience with her, I personally will always deliver in a hospital just for like ease of mind. But my sister-in-law actually just delivered at home and said it was the most incredible thing in the world. So it just depends on you and your decision and your research.
Yeah, we did do an episode on a couple of things with Josh and Chelsea Axe, who did a home birth. Might be worth listening to. They did a ton of research into it and had the system down. So, yeah. Brittany wants to know, how has COVID changed this pregnancy experience from your pregnancy with Drew? I mean, definitely less social. Actually,
I would say...
Oh, well, I used to go to every single appointment,
yeah,
and I haven't been able to, which is a bummer.
I think it's increased our worries a little bit more, but it's slowly, again, just because everything is slowly working itself out, we're gaining more confidence and trust, but I think it's just been a little more nerve-wracking.
Wait,
one in five Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joel, sounds like had a baby during COVID. Congratulations. She said her family tailgated in the parking lot and my husband went out and held our baby Scarlett up to the window. Aww. I just got the chills. Do you have a video of that, Joelle? That sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing.
I love that. Also, to know, were you disappointed when you had to have a C-section?
Oh my
gosh. Like, I feel like with, she said, I feel like with mine, it made me feel unworthy.
There were a lot of emotions going into the delivery with Drew because one, I already felt guilty that she was high risk because I thought it was something that I did. There's a lot of like mom guilt that goes into the pregnancy process and delivery. And then I had my plan where I wanted to deliver naturally with no medicine. And I wanted to just like do it that way. And after 17 hours, I decided to get an epidural and I felt so much guilt and like I was doing something wrong. And then when we ended up in a C-section, I felt even more guilty. Yes, I went through the whole gamut. But then when Drew came out, it's like the world stopped and nothing else mattered. Mm-hmm. I would do anything in the world to deliver my baby. And if that's the safest way for her and for whatever little man needs, that's all that matters.
Yep. I would weigh in, but I feel like my opinion is ignorant. I'm just glad to have met Drew. Marie wants to know if there's anything you can't eat. She feels like she's nauseous all the time.
So you're going to probably have to take this one, babe. I'm going downhill really fast.
Okay.
This pregnancy has definitely been different. I was nauseous early on and I had headaches. I don't really have any food aversions like I had the first time. I just am busier. So it's just different.
Ashley wants to know, how did we come up with the idea for the gender reveal? Where was the paint inspo from?
Sadie Robertson.
Sadie Robertson. Oh, yeah. That's right. And they're having a girl soon.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, gender reveals, some people do it with open fire, not what we were wanting. We wanted something pretty toned back, but also I like the idea of getting splattered by paint just because it was fun and messy and it felt like a good memory. So when Sean brought that up, I said, heck yeah. And then I said, as long as we include a paintball gun, I'm freaking in. So we did that. And then as far as the cookies, if you saw, we sent out kind of cookies to people who couldn't make it in person that were filled with the color of the gender. And I thought that I'd never heard of that. I'd never been a part of that. And that was Sean and Lexi and Natalie's idea. I fell in love with it instantly because obviously a lot of people are traveling less. And so to be able to still include others in the excitement and the suspense of it felt really fun. And it's not about like making it a big deal for any other reason than to celebrate the baby. So I like that. And I'm really into the gender reveal thing.
I am too. I don't know if we have another, what I would want to do, probably gender reveal, but I think it was really special still for Drew to wait. That was like the perfect moment for me.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong idea. Are you about to cough your face off right now?
I just can't breathe.
My bad, dude. We'll end this live stream. Thank you. I know we have a lot of questions coming in still. Samantha and Ashley and Catherine and Crystal. We will do another one of these. I want to look into, I don't know how you feel about this, doing a live call-in so we can actually talk with you. I think that'd be really fun. We're working on the tech behind that because, you know, anytime we try something new.
I think it shouldn't be live.
No, we got to do it live.
We can film it.
We got to do it live.
Okay.
It's way more fun. The stakes are higher. So we're going to work on that. And then probably in a couple weeks, we'll do another live stream. Maybe we'll have a boy's name by then. Maybe not. But that's all we have for you. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the show. For those watching the live stream, you can do that. But also, if you're listening to the podcast on whatever platform, please do that and give us a rating while you're at it. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Thank you for all the conversation or all the questions.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners. And some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.